I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Friday, July the 31st, as we head into a weekend without baseball for the Philadelphia Phillies, as we had hoped. The Phillies would be able to get back into action tomorrow, a doubleheader tomorrow against the Toronto Blue Jays. That has been postponed. Another round of tests yesterday, another Marlins player tested positive, bringing the total to 17. And the Phillies, though no player is still tested positive, they did have a coach and a clubhouse attendant both test positive. The attendant never in any contact with anyone from the Marlins, meaning that somehow, some way, the coronavirus, COVID, has made its way into the Phillies locker room, so into the clubhouse, not just an on-the-field type of thing. It is in the clubhouse. We are still waiting on player tests, but that was enough for Major League Baseball, for whether it's because of the Blue Jays didn't want to come here or what, we don't know. That was enough for Major League Baseball to decide to postpone those games. And you know, it's, what do you say? It's just we waited so long for baseball to come back, and we got a weekend of baseball, and now the Phillies are going to go a week without baseball. You know, it's back to what we were doing before, and you know where I stand. I mean, we've talked about this, the horrendous job that Major League Baseball has done handling this, the joke of a commissioner that they have in Rob Manfred, and you know, the disaster that is the Miami Marlins, not because the whole team has COVID, because the whole team has COVID because they did not take this seriously and were going out partying and all that type of stuff. And the result has been that not only is their team completely shut down, they have forced the Phillies to shut down and really brought into question the integrity of this season, the you know, which already lacked integrity to begin with. You know, I felt about it, a asterisk firmly implanted on this season as far as I'm concerned, and now it's like 10 asterisks implanted on the season, as you know, it's frustrating. It sucks. You know, it just sucks. As a Phillies fan, you know, you wait so long, baseball's coming back, and then every other team is out there playing games, and you're just sitting around waiting for your team to play because they can't play. And look, I think it's the right decision to not play this weekend. If a clubhouse member, if a coach tested positive, then the Phillies should not play this weekend. You know, honestly, it'd be surprising if no players do test positive at this point. We'll see, but it has made its way into that clubhouse, and that's scary. It's dangerous. It is. It's upsetting. You know, it's upsetting, and you know, I don't know where we go from here. I don't know where the season goes from here, particularly for the Phillies. We're talking about having missed a week of games. Obviously, as of now, they're postponed, but I think it's pretty certain at this point the Phillies aren't playing 60 games this season, that winning percentage is going to come into play if assuming the Phillies play any more games this season. You know, and it sucks, and the Phillies are going to try and make up games. It's a harder schedule for them now. It's certainly a impediment to their chances to compete this season, just taking a week off from baseball. Like, they can't do anything. They can't be at the ballpark. They can't work out. I mean, this is horrendous for a team in terms of competitive ability, competitive balance. I mean, it's horrendous. I mean, other teams are out there playing baseball, getting reps, getting looks, getting timing, all that type of stuff, and the Phillies have to sit at home and can't do anything. They can't even practice. It sucks, and it really is a real issue for this season, you know. And look, this season coming in was in my mind, as if you listen to the show, you know, I wouldn't have called it a joke before now. Now I will call it a joke where we're at now. But I came into the season as looking at this fun sprint to the finish type of thing, not as a Major League Baseball season, but as a chance to watch Major League Baseball teams play a game called baseball. I never considered it a valid season, so to speak. I never, planned on taking whoever wins the World Series seriously as a historic, you know, winner of the World Series. I've even said I wouldn't call it the World Series. I'd call it something else. Like, I don't think whoever team wins this thing is a World Series winner, in my opinion. And now it's just getting hammered home. I mean, again, the legitimacy of the season is absolutely in question, especially when you look at the way Major League Baseball is handling this, just flying by the seat of their pants, seemingly. It seems, first and foremost, again, going back to what we talked about earlier this week, but the fact that the Marlins were allowed to take the field on Sunday, that it was their choice to take the field on Sunday, is just the highest level of gross incompetence from a sports league that I could possibly imagine. The fact that Major League Baseball was not a decision maker there, much as involved in the decision. The decision maker there is just absolutely crazy. It is hard to rationalize. I think there's no question that Rob Manfred should be fired for everything, but that one thing alone should have been enough. Seriously, I mean, he is the worst commissioner in the history of commissioners. Like, we're there. That's how I feel about Rob Manfred, and I'll bet you I'm not in the minority. I think that's pretty much where everyone's at Rob Manfred. But, I mean, they're just flying by the seat of the pants, making the schedule up as they go, trying to deal with things as they come, and it does not seem at all like they were truly prepared for these types of things. I mean, how do you come into a season in the middle of a pandemic and not have a better plan for how to act when these things happen? Seriously. And they're like, well, we have protocols. Yeah, really? Because no one's following them. We haven't seen a single person following these stupid protocols. And they're not stupid. They should be enforced. How are players not forced to wear masks on the field? How is this players touching each other thing still happening? How are people still spitting? How are players still in a dugout? Like, how is that happening? We have two teams on pause right now. You're not seeing anything different around Major League Baseball. I watch games on the package all the time. Nothing is changing. These players are still doing exactly what they've been doing. And for Major League Baseball to have zero ability, it seems, to police these things is an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment for the sport. It's an embarrassment for Rob Manfred. And honestly, like, this season's a joke. That's where I'm at. I mean, I want to see the Phillies play baseball. I'm going to hopefully get to see that again. I'm going to hopefully enjoy it when I see it. But I don't take any of this seriously. Like, this is like spring training to me. That's legitimately where I'm at. This is a competition. It is not a baseball season. This is not a Major League Baseball season as far as I'm concerned. When I look back in the history books, this is like 1994. And in a way, the 100 whatever games they played in 1994 are a lot more valid than this crap. And look, I get it. This is a unique situation. And again, I was ready. I think everyone was ready for positive tests and all that type of stuff. But this is two teams' seasons being put on pause while the league seemingly has no idea how to handle it. No idea what to do. No idea how to act. Acting, flying by the seat of their pants. It's a joke. It's a joke. As someone whose favorite sport is Major League Baseball, it sucks. Like, it's embarrassing to be a baseball fan these days, it feels like. Because it's like, yeah, that guy's in charge of my sport? That dude? Really? That's the guy? This embarrassment is the face of Major League Baseball, the person in charge? It's outrageous. It's outrageous. Every day that baseball has Rob Manfred as a commissioner, every day is another day that baseball becomes more and more of a joke. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. I mean, this has been an utter disaster. We're 8 days into the season. 8 days. The Phillies played 3 games. And we should have known. Look, I think the fact that Toronto Blue Jays didn't have a place to play their games when the season started, essentially, should have been a sign. We should have been like, you know what? This is pretty messed up. This shouldn't be happening. But again, it's because it's the Blue Jays. It's because this happened in the Marlins that it's not as big a deal. Again, if it were the Yankees that had 17 starters down, everyone would be talking about, look, everyone's talking about this to begin with, but everyone would talk about shutting down the season for now, like pausing it. Like, no team should play. And we'll get to an article coming up in a minute on The Athletic, because Megan Montemurro and Jason Stark with a really terrific article with an epidemiologist talking about all that's going on that I wanted to get to, because there's some important points. But in that article, they talk about how the competitive fairness of the season, the competitive balance of the season is completely called into question. It's an absolute joke. It is a complete and total joke. And it's just a bummer. You know, we waited so long to have baseball back. It was, it felt like a true journey that we got through waiting for our sport to come back and to watch the Phillies play baseball. And then we get a weekend of it. And then it's this, it's such an embarrassment. I can't think of a better word for what Major League Baseball should be feeling right now. You know, it really should. And, you know, you look at the NBA, you look at the NHL, these bubble things. Wow. Seems like that was a pretty good idea. Seems like the bubble was the move, huh? Sorry, players who didn't want to go in a bubble. Well, this is what we get. So where I'm at right now, look, it's clear that baseball is going to power through with these things, so maybe they finish the season because of powering through, but it's at the point where it feels like the season has no chance. I mean, that's what it feels like. I don't know if that's, you know, look, it just feels like there's no chance. This whole situation just sucks. And again, it really calls into question what this season is. Let's get to that article as some really fascinating stuff on this as from talking about the Phillies and a little bit more insight than I have to give you. So Megan Montemurro and Jason Stark on The Athletic, really good article titled Elusive Details, Inconsistent Protocols. Why didn't MLB stop Marlins Phillies? It's a hell of a question. Let's dive into this article because I do think it's important to talk about. Article begins. 4 days later, baseball is still feeling the ramifications from Sunday's Marlins game against the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. In particular, the timeline of what the teams and the leagues knew and when they knew it remains murky. Which is unbelievable. Like, again, the fact that these teams played, that Major League Baseball just, that somehow the decision was left up to the Marlins players is, I mean, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life watching sports. It is so sad, again, that we're talking about a pandemic and these guys are like, we're going to power through. We're baseball players. It's like, you freaking morons. Anyway, the article goes on. Nobody from Major League Baseball, it says, plenty of questions are still unanswered. Great. Nobody from Major League Baseball or the Marlins has publicly provided detailed answers about the behind-the-scenes decisions or protocols that led the league to determine if it was safe to play on Sunday. What we do know is this. By the time the Marlins and Phillies took the field for a 105 start, three Miami players learned that they'd tested positive for COVID-19. A fourth had learned of a positive test 2 days earlier. Miami's scheduled starting pitcher Jose Arena was scratched from the game on Sunday and put on the injured list the next day without an injury designation. The Phillies canceled all workouts Thursday, and again, just to reiterate that they played a game while there was an ongoing outbreak on a team. Phillies canceled all workouts Thursday, and after a coach and a clubhouse staffer tested positive, the results were from Wednesday's testing. All activity at Citizens Bank Park has been canceled until further notice. That's exactly the phrase you want to hear about your baseball team during a season. It goes on. Another positive test result Thursday raised the Marlins' total to 17 players and 2 coaches who tested positive for COVID-19. The Marlins remain in quarantine in a Philadelphia hotel. I wish I would get out of our city, but I understand it. Moving on. People within the Phillies organization have been frustrated this week by the lack of communication from the league, sources said. How is that possible? What else does Major League Baseball have to focus on right now other than this massive, disastrous issue that they are dealing with is unbelievable? Phillies general manager Matt Klentak spent nearly 40 minutes Wednesday afternoon addressing the media on a range of issues resulting from the Marlins virus outbreak. Yet the picture of why Sunday's game was played remains incomplete. Klentak said the Phillies found out about the Marlins' 3 positive tests Sunday around noon. About the same time it was publicly reported by media outlets. At the time of first pitch, Klentak said the team knew, quote-unquote, some of, but not all, of the details. Which is crazy. How is the team the Marlins are playing not completely made a prize of what is happening? This is insanity. It is insanity. Fire Rob Manfred. All right. The article goes on. Klentak says, all I can tell you is there was plenty of communication before that game. There were others at the league level who knew about the positive test before we did. So the determination was made at that point that it was safe. Obviously, the escalation of that came on Monday with 9 more positives. That's what led to the scheduling changes that are now taking place. I mean, again, the fact that Major League Baseball knew about these positive tests and allowed this game to happen just shows how unbelievably poorly this is run. How, frankly, how little of a chance this has to work based on the people who are running it. The article goes on. When there are positive tests on a team, MLB is responsible for relaying those results to the club. But how open must teams be with each other? Health privacy laws create another layer for team to navigate. Klentak says there's obviously a broader safety component to this that affects other players and staff in the clubhouse and the opposing clubhouse. There's a fair bit of communication, not just among teams, but with the league centralizing that. The league has taken a lot of burden in this to make sure their information is changing and efficiently and that players and staff are kept as safe as possible. Obviously, Klentak is towing the company line here for Major League Baseball, but that is outrageous. Outrageous. If there was communication, the game was played. I mean, that makes the league look worse. It's just absolutely insane. And to the health laws point, you don't have to say who it is, but you need to tell the team you're playing that they're going to be playing with people who have tested positive, that there are people in that clubhouse fraternizing with other people and that other people could be positive. Goes on. However, an epidemiologist working in professional sports who requested anonymity because he is not authorized by his employer to speak publicly. So I think that actually had some validity to this too. Told The Athletic he is concerned by how baseball has handled the Marlins outbreak and the continued issues stemming from Sunday's game being played at Citizens Bank Park. Me too, epidemiologist. It goes on. He cited a seeming lack of communication or miscommunication among teams and said MLB's protocols raise serious questions about how communication should be handled for similar situations in the future when a team has positive tests, multiple positive tests. The epidemiologist said it can't be left to the players to decide whether to play in a situation like the one the Marlins found themselves in Sunday. Yes, quote unquote, there has to be some medical intervention, he said. There has to be someone who can say, this is what we have and we need it to stop here. Yes, again. The fact that the decision was made by Marlins players and the league did not step in, the league did not step in with medical people to step in, is a absolute travesty. A travesty. He goes on. The epidemiologist also questioned whether baseball's protocols communicate enough urgency about the dangers of multiple positive tests on a team and the corresponding response. Quote unquote, it's urgent to try and stay ahead of this, he said, because you can't catch up to it once you fall behind, as we are seeing. It goes on. Even before the announcement that all activities at Phillies Park would be suspended until further notice, the sports epidemiologist had suggested that a shutdown that would not just involve the Phillies and Marlins, but the entire sport. Interesting. A team like the Phillies, which had been potentially exposed to the virus through close contact with multiple infected opposing players, should stop in quarantine for 10 to 14 days, he said, to make sure there are no further health worries. But the shutdown should extend beyond them, he urged. If one or two teams have to shut down, he said, then every team should, both for health reasons and for the sake of competitive integrity. He goes on, quote unquote, that then everyone gets a reset. And you don't have to worry if the Marlins only play 45 games. Let's everyone reset. One thing that has been puzzling to the Phillies and other teams as well is the apparent inconsistencies with which Major League Baseball has handled testing issues since the regular season began compared to the way similar issues were handled before opening day. During intake screening, Aaron Nola's intake screening process when he reported for summer training camp, for instance, it was determined through contact tracing that he'd been exposed to someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Nola was required to quarantine for 1 week and missed multiple workouts, even though he never tested positive. Yet, for the Marlins, in that case, Major League Baseball seemed, at least from the Phillies' perspective, to treat the news of three positive tests did less with less caution than it showed throughout training camp, which seems incredibly fair. They knew about these tests and they let them play. In addition to the positive test results Sunday, a fourth Marlins player learned 2 days earlier of his own positive test. An infectious disease experts were already questioning, why didn't Major League Baseball consider this to be an outbreak, considering the Marlins player had spent the past several days in close contact on two flights and in the dugout with his clubhouse? I mean, it's unbelievable. The article goes on. So it's difficult for Phillies officials to understand, sources say, why Nola was prevented from simply working out, whereas the Marlins were able to play a game. I don't blame them. Commissioner Rob Manfred addressed this question during an in-studio interview, saying that contact tracing was done on the four Marlins positive tests, and as a result, a small number of players who met the CDC guidelines were quarantined. Okay. Klentak, when asked on Wednesday about contact tracing, explanation the Phillies were given for Major League Baseball on Sunday, said, I don't know that, and I'm not in a position to answer it. Great. Klentak confirmed Wednesday that no Phillies players or coaches tested positive since Friday when the series began against the Marlins. Phillies personnel were tested Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Klentak said he expects them to get tested Thursday, which we know we found out yesterday that a coach and a clubhouse member did test positive. So, you know, that is a thing. Anyway, he says the typical delay between exposure virus and test. Phillies personnel are most concerned about test results due back between Thursday and Saturday, sources said, as we already know. So 2 more days. The article ends with, by not stepping in and preventing the Marlins from playing Sunday, Major League Baseball now finds itself trying to reactively fix the problem, and the Phillies are left in limbo in the process. I think that article just hammers home everything I was saying. Major League Baseball is 100% at fault for this. And look, I blame the Marlins for being idiots. The Marlins deserve to be punished. Wholly punished. I'm talking loss of draft picks. I'm talking a massive fine. I'm talking those players should not get paid for the games they miss. I'm sorry, even if, you know, a lot of them did the right thing. There were enough guys in that team who screwed it up for everyone else by going out. And this won't happen. I mean, this is pie in the sky, but that's what I think should happen. I think they should come down with the hammer of God on the Marlins. But also, it's as much, if not more, Major League Baseball's fault. Because Major League Baseball knew about the positive tests and let them play a game on Sunday. And look, it might not even matter because Friday and Saturday they played. So look, it might have already been there and it wouldn't have even mattered. But the idea that trying to play these games as healthily and safely as possible for these players, that knowing that was the whole prerogative coming into this, knowing that, and then knowing that Major League Baseball said, go ahead. When there were 4 known positive tests on a team. Four. I'm speechless about it. That's where I'm at, and that's why we don't have Phillies baseball. And it's a shame, because it really does feel or seem like the Phillies were taking this very seriously. We talked about that yesterday. Matt Klentak even talked about the outbreak that happened in Clearwater and how they learned from that, how that taught them lessons, and that had been applied to what they're doing now. And it seemed like they were really following the rules, at least to a point. Look, everyone was breaking the high-five rule, and somebody, even the Phillies had some air high-fives. I mean, comparatively, it seemed like they were doing things for the most part right. And then now the season's on pause, and that's a massive disadvantage to the Phillies, to their fans, to everyone involved. And yet other teams just keep on playing games. It's a joke. This season's a joke. Major League Baseball is a joke. I mean, that's really what I keep coming back to. Rob Manfred, legit the worst leader I've ever seen. I can't believe that Major League Baseball knew about this, let it happen, and this is where we are. And now it just seems like they're flying by the seat of their pants. And they're just saying, all right, what can we do? Let's see what happens here. Let's play by ear. I guess we'll change the schedule. They can play them. It's no big deal. Oh, we'll go by winning percentage. It's a joke. It's a joke. They came into this season and were supposed to have prepared for the situation they are in, the uniquest of unique situations. I know that it's tough, but they weren't prepared, and they've made horrendous decisions. And the result is this season is falling apart. I mean, we're 3 games in, two teams played three games and haven't played in a week. The season is falling apart. And that's where we're at. So we'll see. Hopefully I'll be talking to you on Monday, talking about the Phillies playing some games Monday night. Hopefully these rounds of testing come back okay, but it just I'm very pessimistic about baseball right now, about the Phillies' chances, just about this whole thing, and I don't know anyone else couldn't be. I'm angry, I'm embarrassed, I'm upset, I'm bummed. Hell of a way to go into a weekend. Look, it is what it is. All we could do is hope for the best, and more than anything, hope that the players who have contracted COVID and hopefully the Phillies coach and the staff, that everyone, our thoughts and prayers are with them, and that we hope it doesn't spread anymore, and maybe we'll see the Phillies play again next week, and maybe we won't, and we'll just deal with it. So everyone else, sorry for the bummer of an episode, but it's where we're at, and I got to be real. So everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, be careful out there. As we're talking about, this is scary and dangerous, and it can spread quick and all that. So take care of yourself, stay safe, stay healthy. We'll be back on Monday. Whether the Phillies are or not, we don't know, but I will be. So until then, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today, right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.